Good morning. That same high pressure center, which has been dominating our weather from the end of the weekend, continues to hang on today, keeping it sunny and comfortable this morning with low humidity. Most everyone in the 50s to around 60 early on, even some 40s across the higher terrain this morning. With that sun getting higher in the sky, temperatures will rebound quickly back through the 60s and 70s, and afternoon highs will be well into the 80s today, though the humidity will stay down. It'll begin to creep in tonight as a southerly wind flow commences, and that'll also bring in some cloud cover. There is the chance of a shower by sunrise tomorrow morning, and lows will be much milder with more humidity in the air, only going back into the middle and upper 60s. In fact, the dew points will surge into the lower 70s tomorrow, so much more sticky outside, mostly cloudy skies with a disturbance passing by, acting on that moisture, producing scattered showers and thunderstorms, and temperatures will top out in the lower 80s. From there, the temperatures and the humidity will both go up on Thursday. Highs will be in the lower 90s. With the heat index, the combination of the warmth and humidity, it'll feel like it's in the upper 90s and in some spots even near 100 degrees, with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. A tropical feel in the air across the Northeast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Skies will be mostly cloudy, but it will be very humid. And the moisture content in the air will be so high that scattered showers and thunderstorms could produce localized flash flooding in some torrential downpours. Despite the clouds, showers, and storms, temperatures will still find their way into the upper 80s to around 90 through the weekend. More scattered showers and storms on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary boundary draped from the Carolinas across the Gulf Coast states and into the southern plains will weaken tonight. However, tropical moisture pooled over the south and southeast, combined with a low pressure center near the central Gulf Coast, will maintain scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms from the lower Mississippi Valley and Gulf Coast up into the mid-Atlantic region. Rainfall intensity will increase during the afternoon and evening. This will increase the risk for flash flooding, especially along the central and eastern Gulf of Mexico coast. Showers and thunderstorms will also be possible from the mid-Atlantic and north through tomorrow as an upper-level impulse moves across the Ohio Valley and into the southern Appalachians. And a front moving across the northern plains and into the upper Great Lakes will trigger showers and thunderstorms over most of the northern plains through late tonight and tomorrow morning. Some of these storms could be strong to severe. And monsoonal moisture and daytime heating will aid in producing showers and thunderstorms over parts of the southwest and eastern Great Basin into parts of the central and southern Rockies and high plains through tomorrow afternoon. Localized heavy rain and flash flooding here will be possible as well. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 45 degrees with a northwest wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 55, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.20 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Denio, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low, 59, the average temperature, 72, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.38 inches for the month and 20.89 inches for the year, which is 2.80 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high 96 set in 2001 and the record low 46 in 1989. Sunrise this morning was at 5:56 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:05 p.m. 14 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with comfortable humidity, highs in the mid-80s. Increasing clouds and humidity tonight with a shower by morning and lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny and warm today with comfortable humidity and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Increasing clouds and humidity tonight with the chance of a shower by morning and lows around 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and warm today with comfortable humidity, highs in the middle to upper 80s. Increasing clouds and humidity tonight with a few scattered showers by sunrise and lows in the middle to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today with comfortable humidity and highs in the middle 80s. Increasing clouds and humidity tonight with a shower possible by morning and lows in the middle to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and warm today with comfortable humidity and highs in the middle to upper 80s. Increasing clouds and humidity tonight with lows in the upper 60s with a chance of a shower by sunrise. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, much more humidity, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Hot and humid on Thursday, lower 90s with an isolated thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy Friday, Saturday, Sunday, hot and humid, upper 80s to around 90, with scattered showers and thunderstorms all 3 days. More scattered showers and storms, lower 80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.